Using responsibly, a new tool to manage soybean cyst nematodes. It's the peaking trait being bred into more and more of our seed varieties. But there's a cautionary tale involved, and we'll talk about that coming up here on Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Evolution is real, there's no doubt, and just like herbicide-resistant weeds have adapted and now some herbicides are no longer as effective as they once were or are no longer effective at all, soybean cyst nematodes have adapted to the original trait that has been bred into soybean varieties to help protect our crops. Bill Backus, Midwest agronomist with BASF, says they're now utilizing the peaking trait in many of their new varieties.
As we do hear a lot about peaking as a tool, I want to make sure we talk about it as to not overuse it. We do a lot of trait development as well within BASF, and we've been working with the peaking trait for quite a while, and we put it out at our Indiana research farm out there where we actually broke that trait within 3 years. We did peaking, and we broke that trait and developed resistance to it within 3 years, where it took PI8788 a lot longer time. So my point is, use it rotation, use it wisely, use it as a tool, and don't abuse that trait.
Very important to properly utilize those tools in the toolbox. And he says they're excited about their new varieties with those peaking genetics.
To see what they can do in these SCN environments. So if you look at Zotavo 2963, really a strong 2.9, doing a great job for us across the Midwest, and our new Zotavo 3224, a new peaking as well. Pretty impressed with that one, what that one's bringing to the table.
Another element to take into account when making the 2024 variety selections. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.